All right, good luck. Last week we finished Tefalif, the fish and test Tefalif. Many Yisraelis came out of Tefalif. I guess Halacha L'maaseh, like I mentioned last week at the end of the shiur, that if you see an Aveda, which is a name by Simin, to be Yisrael, the best way probably to handle it is to check it out and look at it without making a Maitekin, without being Makbiyat in any which way you're putting it into your hand, and to... I'm not sure which organization you're referring to. Which organization you're referring to? Technically, you're not allowed to return. The Dalai Shem Basimin is not retrievable. Let's say they say they found this item exactly the way you described it. But if it's considered a Dalai Shem Basimin, it's not unique what you're describing, they have no right to give it to you. Also for them to give it to you. So, and a Dalai Shem Basimin, the best way to do it is to, you have to check it out to see if it's a Yesh Basimin or not. Do it in a way that you don't make a Maizekinion on it. And after that, if you see that it's an invoice in and then just leave it there, and that's probably the best off. All right, well, to Siv Bey. Tonight we're going to discuss more Lamaisa. If it doesn't have a simon and you didn't make a Maisa Kinyon in it, then it's probably best off for you to leave it there because you're going to pick it up. You're going to be stuck with it forever. There's no way for you to give it back. And the, like this is at least a chance that the owner might come back and pick it up. Whereas if you pick it up...
He doesn't pick it up in a week or two.
How long do you wait? Nothing. I mean, you just leave it there. It's best off to leave it there because you can pick it up, you can be chayv by shav, and you have nothing to do with it. You won't be able to deal with it.
The 1 month.
The what?
30 days.
There's no chance. I'm telling you to get out of a problem. The second you pick up, you can be stuck for it forever. Oh, you want to know in Hilchas Yish? That's what you're referring to. And the Chanami. So then there are halachas that if you could see it was there for a long time, Shasach Tvei, we'll get to it. Then in the Chanami, then you know that he was Miyayich, and then at that point, then you can pick it up and keep it. Right, then you won't even be Chayv HaShav. That's a good point. Okay, fine. Let's start. Siv Beis. Siv Beis is just giving you more general klolim. Siv Gimel is really when we start our Halacha L'maaseh. All right, let's go through. But Medva Mumurim, when do we say that you have this Chayv HaShav? Bunch of Tanoim. First, it has to be B'mokim Shu Chayv L'Hashiv Misham. It has to be in a place that you are Chayv to return from there, which means a Fuke, a city, a Goyisha city. Or if you know it came from a guy, okay, now we're going to get to it. But if it was in a Goyisha city, so you could assume it was from a guy, let's say that's Pasha Pshat, the Nachayv to return it. Uvamakam, it also has to be a place, Shiroi Listapik Baba Veda. It has to be something that you have to be Roi. It's worthy to be misapic that it's an Aveda, not that the person left it there. And he, like if you find something, let's say, on the table here in Shul, why is it an Aveda? He probably left it here. This is his safe. He's coming back tomorrow to learn. Or if he put something like the Gemara calls Achari Hageda, it wasn't an Aveda. He put it there, Badafka. He wants to retrieve it from there. He wants to come back to it. That's where he stores his stuff. That's not an Aveda. Even when it's lying there, it has to be lying in a way that it appears to be an Aveda, like Caleb Hafuchin, it's upside down. You see that it was dropped or something. The Shalai Tiyya Midas, it also can't be that if it's their Midas, if the guy Bedafka made an Aveda Midas out of it, he wanted it, he gave up on it, he doesn't need it anymore, and you see that it's apparent that he threw it out, then of course it's not an Aveda. The Shayyir Ba Shavar Prut, it has to be a Shavar Prut, if it's not a Shavar Prut, you're not Mechuyiv in HaShavar. The Shayyish Simen Begufa Ibn Mekayma, it has to have a Simen. If it's a Dov Shayim by Simen, and you know the Bailam were ready Miyayish from it, you don't have a Chiv to pick it up, or you don't have a Chiv to turn, you could actually keep it. Also, v'shaya metapu ba'maisa shaloi, you, the finder, has to be that you would be deal with this and be bothered with this if it would be your item. But if it's, let's say, zokin ve'enol fi chvaydoi, it's not right for him, it's not worthy for him to do it, he doesn't have a chiv.
Again,
even if it... Correct. I'm giving you a dogma. If it's like a zakvin lefi kvoid, you did not mechuyev to do it. V'shetiyah shomi shechayv lo shav aveda. So it has to be someone that you're mechuyev to turn his aveda. Let's say a goy or a certain mumarim, you might not have a chiv to return their avedis. Avul mechasa echad mekol elu. If any one of these aren't there, then einu chayv lo shav aveda. So then you're not mechuyev to return the aveda. Now every single one, I just ran through this fast. It's like, I don't know, 8, 9 of these klolim tonight. It's because really mechava. It's unusual. We don't have just giving you like a synopsis of what to expect ahead. And now the mechavas are going to go through in the following 5, 6, 7 samanim, explaining each one and all the pratim of each single klal. But as long as these are the klalim, it's not so posh. It's not every time you see an aveda are you mechuyev to return that aveda. That's what you should be coming out of this. All right. Let's get into the meat. Let's do Sif Gimel, and here's where we start. Sif Gimel talks about a case which is very negay. When you find an aved, you might find it in an area that's a goyisha area, a parking lot of a supermarket, a parking lot of a chain store, whatever it is. It's an area where this whole city is roiv goyim, whatever. It might be in the area that you're allowed to be toilah that it was a goy, or at least it's an area that the goyim are found. And I said two things right now, and I'll explain.
Something near Derech
Chaim. I'm not familiar with Derech Chaim. Okay, let's first do the sif, and then we'll try to get applications. Okay, now let me just give you, there are two different reasons, lumdis, that might be going on, and actually it's machlekes mantaz, if there are two lumdis going on here in this sif. First of all, there's a svara, that if Roiv Goyim are around, and I lost it, I'm going to assume that whoever found, even if it's a Dov Sheish Bezim, who's going to find my item? If they're Roiv Goyim, probably a Goy found my item. So if the Goy found my item, there's no chance I'm going to get this thing back. So I'm going to be Miyayish, even if it's a Dov Sheish Bezim. Because I'm going to be Taylor that the person who found it is the Roiv, namely a Goy. So that's one svara why these type of items will be permissible to keep, even though you were the Yid who found it. But you know that the guy who lost it thinks that someone who's going to find is the guy, and Mamela, he was Miyayish, even as a Davish Yesh B'Zimin. That's one Svara. And that Svara, both the Sma and the Taz agree on. There's yet another Svara, which is L'Chaya, what the Olam was probably thinking, more fundamental, is, hey, if there are Roiv Goyim here, then probably a guy lost it. So if I could assume that it was the guy who lost it, and not Mechuyiv, to be Meshav Aved of a guy. If there are Roiv Goyim in the city and it's an item that I can't tell it's a Yiddish item or not, it's a pen, I don't know who lost this pen, I could assume a Goy lost the pen, because Roiv Goyim in the city, probably the Goy lost it, in which case I'm allowed to keep it. The Sma holds that Svara as well, and the Taz argues, the Taz holds that Enochrami Midaraisa, that's true, but Midarabonin, there's an Indian that if since you could Efshul Avru, you could be Machrez and track down the owner, don't be Taylor that it came from a guy, try tracking down the owner. So later Taz, this Svara is not applicable. It means he doesn't have this, he has it on a Deraisa Dika level, but not on a Derabonin level. It means Lamaisa, the Taz holds, just because you want to assume that it came from a guy because there's a Roiv, that doesn't give you a heta to keep it, you still have to be Machrez. The only svara that's really negaya is that we could assume that the founder would be a goy, and therefore the loser is going to be miyayish. So all you have is the yish nekuda, the yish svara, but you don't have the other svara that you could assume that the person who lost it is a goy.
Does the yish get rid of that even to drop
on it? Yeah, 100%. If I could assume that the loser was miyayish because the roiv goyim in the city, and the loser already knows that he lost the item, so he now knows to be miyayish, and there's no way I'm going to get this back. Reef people are goyim, mele in the kanami, I'm allowed to keep it. Correct. Sorry? I'm going to show you many nafkaminis. Not one. Many nafkaminis had a taichup of machava, had a halochel of maisa. Could be many nafkaminis. I just kedai to understand that there are really two different dynamics going on here. Very good. That's a Rama. You're just machaving to a Rama. Okay, we're going to get to it. Belt. Hopefully we'll get to it. Sorry? Correct. 100%. In order to have yish, that could be another nafkamina, as we'll see, that you can't assume the guy was miyayish, because yish limidas love yish. So he has to first know that he lost it till you could invoke the concept of yish. Mashen kain, if you could be toileted from a guy, that's miyad. Even if this happened immediately, correct, that will be another nafkamina. And as we're going to see, we'll see numerous nafkaminas. Okay, let's start. Ketzad, Zoktum Mechabe Sif Gimel, Ketzad is going to explain that very first concept of Sif Beis, but Mokum Shulchayiv Lashav Misham, Ketzad, what do I mean that it's dependent on which Mokum it was lost or which Mokum was found? Ketzad, Zoktum Mechabe, Hamaitse Mitzia, if someone finds a Mitzia, B'mokum She Yisrael Mitzuyim, Sham, he finds it in a place that Yisrael are found there. It's the Lashon Makaba. Chayev lahanchiz is mechuyev to be machris. Why? Shulon nisyayishu abaylon. Because the baylon were not miyayish. And also, because it obviously fell from a Jew. Because it's the Yisrael and Mitzuyim Shom. Vafilu, Zakt Makaba, even weiter.
That's a row. You're saying Mitzuyim is a row?
Correct. Correct, yeah. That's, you're going to see it brings that, even though like it was medactic, even though Mechab doesn't use the Lashon Roiv, he uses Mitzuyim, and I think there's a reason for it. Maybe we'll get to it later. But yeah, Pashas means Roiv. Vafilu hu'ir mechtze akum or mechtze Yisrael, even if the city is half Yidden and half Goyim, so now I have a Suffolk Aveda, because on the tzad that it was a Goyim, I'm allowed to keep it. On the tzad it's a Yidden, I got to give it back. So it's now a Suffolk Doraisa. I'm also Mechiv too. Be markers. I have to give it back. It's a suffix. Oyafilu, Zakt Makabi even weiter, bigger kiddush. Oyafilu ruba akum. The city is roiv akum. Vumata b'makum shiroiv ha'ovrim shom Yisrael, but you found it in a place that roiv ha'ovrim shom Yisrael. Chayiv lahakzir. Even where I am in my shchuna, in my neighborhood, there are roiv yidden. Let's say I live in Flatbush. So the Brooklyn is a roiv goyim. But punk my black, or let's say my shchuna, my Yiddish area, the yeshiva is there, whatever it is, it's roiv Yisrael. It's, if it's roiv Yisrael and that's where you found it, you have to be makris. You can't assume it was a goyis, and you can't assume that someone's going to be miyayish, because over here I know that the Yidden are going to find it, because in this shchuna, they are roiv Yisraelim. That's the first half. Mashain came, continues the Makabo. Avol. Im roiv hier akum, but if the roiv of the city would be goyim, Oyafilu ruba Yisrael, or even if roiv is a Yisrael, just umotze b'makom shereiva oivrim shamakom. Let's say Lakewood is roiv Yisrael. Let's say Lakewood today has a gedin of roiv here is Yisrael, but you find it in the shchuna that you probably wouldn't walk down in daylight, certainly not at night. There are shchunas like that in Lakewood. So those shchunas are roiv akum. You found it over there. Einu chayiv, you're not mechuyiv to be makris, even though the city is roiv Yisrael. Because you could assume, well, it could be two reasons. Either because you assume that a goy lost it, or even if a yid lost it, he was zecher miyayish, because he's going to assume that for sure a goy found it. So either you have the svara that you tell it that it came from the goy, or you have the svara that even if it came from the yid, but he's going to be miyayish because it was found, or would have been found, or should have been found by a goy.
Knows where he lost it.
Good. Excellent, Shaila. Good. Good. You assume if he lost it over there, so that's where he was halachelech. We have no reason to believe that's how he went. Good, Shaila. Notwithstanding, that's halach. There is a place can bring down if you know, see, not your case, you know that he entered both a Yiddish and a Goyish place, then they say those svaras. But minastam, we assume that that's where he lost it, that's where he was hanging out that day. Or that shchuna, that area. All right. Continues the Mechaba. Afilu im yoda, a bigger chiddish. Afilu im yoda shem Yisrael nafla. You know it fell from a yid. Let's say it's a Jewish item, or let's say it has a Yiddish name on it, or you, whatever it is, or even maybe even you saw it fell from him. Just right, and v'yesh bo simin, and you has a simin. Still, you're allowed to keep it. Why? Shavada nisyashu abaylan, because they certainly were miyayish. Or kagoyin, but provided if you want to invoke yish, it's kagoyin shehu midvam sheyesh litloy sheyada miyad benefilasek merchiyis baron. If you want to invoke the svara of yish, then it has to be those items that you know for sure he knew that he lost. Because if not, it's yish lemidas. If I find something, make it a pen. Maybe he doesn't know about it yet, or if I found whatever it is, maybe he doesn't know about it yet. So it has to be the type of item that you know for sure that he already knows. When I got a pen. personally, it's you're talking in a pen, is those type of things that a person probably knows any laws. It might be begadah, mamashmish, bekisei tamid. You have to know what type of pen, and then you have to know what type of person. Okay, I'm not giving you a call on that. But it will be an item that you know for sure that he knew that he lost, something very heavy, the Gemara says, or like money, or whatever it is, then enechanami, you're allowed to keep it, even if it's a davish yesh by simin, because he's going to assume that a guy found it and he was a chameyayish. The second he found that, I lost it in this neighborhood, no one's going to return it, I'm a yayish. That's it. So that's what comes out of Makabah. So Makabah gives a case of Roiv Yisrael, Yimuchuiv Lakris, even a Roiv Akum, but the Shechuna is a Roiv Yisrael, Yimuchuiv Lakris. And then the other half he has is that if it's a Roiv Akum, or even if it's Roiv Yisrael in the ear, but it's the Shechuna's Roiv Akum, then you're not Muchuiv Lakris. And he's Maisiv and Ekshah Yisafah, even if you know for sure it was a Yiddish Azak, and it has a Simen, still if he knew that he lost it, he was Miyayish.
In the area like nearby Yeshiva,
I don't know Yeshiva, yeah?
It's not about, but I'm saying, it's not like it, it's not Barbara Kanafab, it's like in between.
Kensington.
It's like, you know, I
can't tell you what it is. I don't know what the Mitzvah is.
It's different, because yeah, it's different than how it works with the Goyim Yidden.
Okay, let's first do this, and then we'll try to get back to gold. All right, fine. So what's Pshat? Some Pshat's like this. So if you learn Pashe Pshat, let's look at the Sma. Let's see, the Sma says, in Smasiv Katan Vav, I'm actually going to skip the first half of the Sma, even though it's very negeh, but I'm going to go to the second half. He says, in the first wide line, he says, V'gam shom b'prisha kasavdi tam, lom aloy amrinam b'zeh, d'roi v'karav hochen acha haroiv, v'ainu roi v'ir. Why in this halakha, in this case, when you have, the city is, let's say goyim, just the area are yidin. Why aren't we toilet that we go bus the city that are goyim, or vice versa? If it would be faked, if the city would be yidin but the area would be goyim, let's go bus the halacha and Maccabi says you go bus the goyish neighborhood. Why are we going bus the neighborhood? We should go bus the whole city. Why? Because the halacha is a klal that when you have a roiv karev, if you have you could be toilet that it fell from the roiv. Or you could be toilet fell from the karev in this immediate neighborhood. There's a cloud, roiv karev hokanacha roiv. So fractus ma here too. When you have roiv karev, you should be hokanacha roiv, which is vainu roiv here. So why over here don't we say that? The loyam meaning kain. Ela hecha da karev enu b'makom shenimtza sham atzmai. When do we say roiv karev? If you, it's not here. It either came from there, which is karev, or came from there, which is a roiv. So how did it come from one of those two places, but not here? It's two theres that we're downing. So you want to know which there takes precedence? It's the there of the roiv. The roiv is more important, is more kaveya than the kariv. But here, over here we have a shayla, here where we found it, not roiv here. This shchuna, this very spot where the aveda is, it's you're talking that it came from the neighborhood. Forget, more people frequent this spot. More people pass this spot from the neighborhood. So I know how many people were yidden on this spot. It was the roiv of the neighborhood. Here we will zikha go baso the karev. It's not karev, it's mkoymai. When do we have roiv and karev, we go baso roiv. But it's roiv and mkoymai mamish, then we'll go baso the makam. It's not coming from a karev, it's here. I want to know what's here. Here certainly takes precedence over there, even if there is a roiv. So I want to know, do I go baso roiv here, do I go baso the shchuna? The shchuna is kaveya because that's here. That's not just karev, that's here. And that's sorry?
Isn't that simply
a case of Kurva Demucha? Even by Kurva Demucha, rather, we go Basarayv, Taisa says. Right, but this is even better. This is Mamish Bim Koimai. Therefore, Vetzikon Lamish, Bala Shom Yamakam Acher, because then we have a Lamish and Zgagulov, Lusham, Mirai Benea. Over there, we have to say it came from another place. So, which place to be Toilet? You'll be Toilet came from the Raiv rather than the Kurav. But over here, that it's Mamish here, then Avadi here is Kaveya. What you see from this Mai is that he understood that the dynamic of the Sif, besides the Yish, is also that I'm allowed to be Toilah, that it came from the Shechuna. I'm allowed to be Toilah, it came from this person. I'm allowed to say, that means if the reason why, let's say it's a Roiv, the ear is Yidim, but the neighborhood is a Goyish neighborhood, I'm allowed to be Toilah, it fell from this Goy. The guy who lived in the neighborhood, whatever, these people who frequent the neighborhood, it fell from the Goyim, and I'm allowed to keep it. Why? Because I'm Toilah, it fell from the Goy. I mean, see, that's how he learned. In this lamdas, he's learning as pashut a tliya who it fell from. That's besides the lamdas of yish. Mashenkin the Taz is going to argue. If you look in the Taz asks on the smarts a kasha. What his kasha? Whatever we can get out of this kasha. But if you look in the Taz, in the second column, the top line towards the end of the line, it says venirli. That's not pshat. Venirli dishani haka. Since over here you're allowed to be, you have the ability to be mizbara ayideh achraza daved shal Yisrael avdinun kain, and you have to be makris. V'lo mahani kan shum roiv. The fact that there was a roiv of the city, that's goyim, doesn't allow you to keep it, even though enachanami roiv v'karav halkunaka roiv. And betzim, if I want to be toilah, who it fell from, I know who it fell from. It fell from the roiv, let's say the guy. I mean, theory, I would be able to make that clear. But since it's eshel of ruri by yedei achraza, then you have to make achraza, and you now let it invoke such a concept. You can't invoke a roiv that it fell from a guy. The only time we go basa roiv is only elalinim yish bailim. That's when we go basa roiv. Lagabi the halacha, lagabi the lomdas of yish, that's when we go basa. But makam roiv ankam, havi aveda shomaitzai. Why? Dafilu nafam Yisrael miyayish lo. Because he knows it's going to be miyayish because he thinks that a guy is going to find it. That's when we'll use the concept of roiv. But we now let to use the concept of roiv. But makam dulavi yish, tzorach lachas afilu im. Even if it's a vade roiv akum, it's a mi Yisrael, the lamahani lezev roiv klal, kevan de ef shabach raza. Over here it's not shy.
Wouldn't there be yish if it's
roiv akum? No, in a kanami, at roiv akum, you'll have the lamdas of yish. But you're only allowed to use the lamdas of yish, but you're not allowed to use the lamdas to be toiler that it fell from the yid. Or to be toiled actually that it fell from the guy that allows you to keep it. You can't do that. You can't invoke such a lamdas because since it's Efshel Levri, you could always be machers and find the Yiddish owner. Possibly it's a Yiddish owner, and therefore you have a chiv to be machers, and you can't invoke that. It means the Sma holds that you have a dynamic that you could be toiled, fell from a guy, and the Taz says no. You only could use the roiv, but negate to Yish. What's now? If that's the case, if the Taz is learning that's only b'negeh to Yish, so then the whole Mechaba's Heta could only work if he knows that he lost it. It has to be a Dava that the loser already knew that he lost it. So then we can say, oh, he was Miyayish because he knows that Reva Akam are going to find it. So that means, when you go back to the Mechaba, just Pasha Pshat had a Taicha Mechaba, that whole second here for the Mechaba, when he says, Avam Reva Ir Akam, or I feel the Ruba Yisrael Amatsu B'makam Shereva Ivram Shemakam, Enu Chayiv, it's not true. It is Chayiv. Just Enu Chayiv, wait 1 minute, like the Mechaba, and he continued, I feel him yadda chumisol nafi 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 has to now qualify all the cases, all these cases, say Roy Vakum in the city, say if it would be Roy Yisrael in the city, but it's Roy Ivrim Shomakum, or say the last case, I mean that list you saw for the Mechab, Shumudvam Sheichlutu Shiyatim Yan Vifalasai, is necessary for the entire Heta, because without it, it's a Yishlei Midas. The guy doesn't know he lost it yet, so you can't invoke the concept of Yish. Now, it's not mashma like that in the Mechaba.
And how do you know whether the guy knows
him? So it has to be those certain items, which we'll hopefully learn later on. There are certain items that we could assume the person already knows that he lost it. Let's say money. Adam Mamashish Bekisei Tamid. He touches every single second. So those items, you know that he lost it. So that's not really. Now, like the Sma, on the other hand, the Mechab is much more kipshuta. The Mechab is saying like this. You should know, Imroi v'irakum, you can keep it, no problem. Why? It came from a goy. A goy, you don't have to return his aveda. I feel a ruby, throw a makum, shereva, shemakum, also en a chayv. Why? Again, you can let it be told that it fell from a goy. Either city is Jewish, good, but the neighborhood's goyim, and that's the place where I found it. I go bust the place where I found it, and I'm allowed to be told it fell from a goy. So I'm allowed to keep it as that. Ainu chayev, period. Now there's a hayisaf of the Mechaba, azay to go safa. Afilum yadichum Yisrael naflo. Means, till now I was assuming that I'm allowed to use the roiv to say it came from a guy. But afilum yadichum Yisrael naflo, so I can't invoke the heta to be told it fell from the guy. Still you're allowed to keep it, provided it's midvarim sheyesh litlo sheyadim yadim filosa, because he was meyesh. It's very geschmack, the Mechaba makes much more sense. Like the Sma than the Taz. Like the Taz, why did the Mechaba stick in the middle? Enu Chayiv. If it's really all one halacha, all with going to Medvayin Shei Tzitzas, he should have said, all these cases, Rei Vakim, Rei Yisrael, Afil Miyadit Shem Yisrael, Nafla, then Eino Chayv could go into Medvayim. The fact that Mechaber sticks in after the first two cases, Eino Chayv, says Eino Chayv is no matter what Eino Chayv. Why? Because I'm telling it's Rei Vakim. Just the last case, in Yadit Shem Yisrael, Nafla, then you need the din, this Tanai, to go into Medvayim Shei Tzitzas, Shei Yadam Yad B'Nefil Asayim. The Chayra, it's more mistavo like the Sma. Now, God happens to be La Halacha, we paskin like the Sma. First, besides that, the Lashon of Machab is like that, is the whole raya that the Taz has. The Taz says, Ukai Gav Nashka Kom Betezit Perkli Akva. He found that Tezit says such a svara that even by Roiv, you can't be Tail on the Roiv, it's Efshar Lach Raza. Now, Grado, there's a Tezit, actually two Tezit in Bab Matiach of Dalit Amanav, the Akhrainim bring down, is Mavu Fakir from the Taz. That Avada, this Halacha, the Shtam Tzunak Gemara, is Avada, you have both dynamics. Sai. Yush and say the tliya that it fell from a goy. You're allowed to use that tliya. And Taz says in Mefurish twice on over here in the sugya. What do you do with the other Taz that the Taz has? It's got the makleikas in Gemara Rabbanu v'shim ben Elazar and God the we pass on v'shim ben Elazar. That's this case. But God the Taz that he's quoting the Taz in Baba Brasa happens to be going in. The other shita has to be going in the shita's rabbanon. So enochamid rabbanon may be hold like that that you can't be toiler that fell from a yid and you have to be machris. But we paskin not like that. We paskin v'shem ben Elazar. All the rishonim come out. We paskin like v'shem ben Elazar. Memelo avadil you allow to be toiler that fell from a guy. Both dynamics are here. And grad Baruch Hashem, I found this. It's in Shut Maria Asad. It's Yudah Yal Chelak Aleph Sum Kuchav Beis. And there's a Shut Masham Chelak Gimel Kuf Nunvav. And it's also mashma like that in the Shulchan Aruch Rav over here as well, that we taka have both dynamics and that's how we paskin. So at the end of the day, we're going to go with the smazlam this, it means it's mulakuladik. You're allowed to use either concept to be meiko. Now you want to know before, what are the nafkaminas between these things? So here's a strong nafkamina, simple, fundamental nafkamina. Loit the taz is only negeya if the loser already knew that he lost it. Otherwise you can't invoke the principle of yish. Meshenkin loit the sma, it's irrelevant he knew about it. Who cares? The idea, I'm allowed to be tailor, it fell from the goy. I'm allowed to keep it. That's one basic nafkamina. Give you another nafkamina. Nafkamina is like this. Let's say you have a city that's exactly mechza u mechza. So the halacha is by mechza u mechza, you have to be machzor. It's suffik deraisa luchumra, right? Now, let's say I'm part of the mechza u mechza, right? So there's 100 people in the city. There are 50 yidim and 50 goyim. I'm a yid, and I'm one of them who found this aveda, right? If I found this aveda and I know it's not mine, so come toys. I'm not part of the suffix anymore. Zichin, not me. So now I have really only 99 people to be mesupik who lost his aveda. 50 goyim and 49 yidin. Oh, so if I have the din, I'm allowed to be toilet, it fell from a goy. I'm going to be toilet basa roiv, it fell from a goy, I'm allowed to keep it. Majenkein, if the lamdis is only yish, that when the loser finds out that he lost it, and then he's going to say, oy vey, I'm never going to find it. No one's going to be makers because the goyim going to find it. No. It's 50 yidin, 50 goyim. Maybe a yid will find it and he will be makers. So he won't be mayayish yet. Either loser himself was one of the 50. Good, but the loser himself also might find it. He's also trying to find it. So here you have 100 potential people to find it. It's mechzal mechza. So he's not mayayish yet. Majenkin, if it's a din to be toiler, I'm allowed to be toiler if it fell from the goy because I know I'm not part of the zafik. This goyness is whose? Ricky Vegan and Pnei Yeshua. It's not mine. They both said, is it? That's going to be a nafkamina between this. It's Gevaldik and nafkamina. Kishmak and nafkamina. It's kishmak. It's not from the gear because mamish mechza mechza. You know exactly a pole count of the city, but it's a kishmak and nafkamina. I'll give you perhaps another nafkamina. Let's do the beginning of the sma in Sifkot and Vav. The sma says like this. His medayik in the mechaba. Let's go back to the mechaba. The mechaba says, I feel we in Mechza Akum and Mechza Yisrael, you got to be Machris. It's 50-50, you got to be Machris. Why is Feka the Rais of Luchumra? Then he continues. I feel Ruba Akum, the most of the city is a Goyim, Vuhumat B'makum Shariv, Oivrim Shom Yisrael, is Chayv Laivzim. So the Tzma's bothered. If you're always going by to the Makum, right? So why over here do we have to say B'makum Shariv, Oivrim Shom Yisrael, Chayv Laivzim, the neighborhood is Yidin? Even if the neighborhood would be Mechza, you'd be mechuyv la'achzir. Why? Because Let's go through the lamdas. Every time mexa mexa is a sfeika d'oraisa l'chumra, you got to be machris. And the fact that the roi v'ir is goyim, we don't care about. We always look at the neighbor who frequented this place and who lost the island. So he's asking Akasha, why did the Mechaba say that when you have a roi v'akum in the city, just the neighborhood is roi v'Yisrael, it's chayv la'akzeh? It should have been even mechzel, mechzeh should be chayv la'akzeh. It's a effect of sma. So after sma, b'prisha kasafti, the dafku ka'ama b'zeh, the boy roi v'ayvim sham Yisrael. Why? The kiva deruba akum, since most of the city is akum, that's enough to be machriya the Suffolk. It will be in the neighborhood 50-50. Then we'll now look to the city that the city is Rav Goyim, and we'll say, I'm reading the Nisiyash Mistama, and leave the Rav Hoivim Sham Yisrael. Unless Rav Hoivim Sham Yisrael, that's when we'll say, oh, you got to go bus to the neighborhood. V'loisaki be mexal mexal. But be mexal mexal, then we'll go to the Rav of the ear, which is whatever it is. In this case, if the Rav ear will be Goyim, then it will be Goyim. Then you're allowed to keep it. The Aruch HaShulchan says, when he brings down the Sma, the Aruch HaShulchan says like this. He says, that's good, like the Sma's lamdas, that the Sma wants to be toilet that it came from a guy. He wants to know who it fell from. So the lamdas, who it fell from, Dr. Aruch HaShulchan, it's Kishmak, that if you have Roiv of the city goyim, and the neighbor's 50-50, so we'll add to the 50-50 the Roiv of the city to say, oh, it's probably fell from the goy, and the mele you're allowed to keep it. So that's why the Sma says in Mechabes Medayik, it's Kishmak, why you need Bedavka that the neighborhood is Roiv, Roiv from Yisrael. Mashain Kain, if you hold like the Taz, that we never go Baso Roiv who lost it, we only look to the Roiv finders to know if you're Meyayish. So the fact that the city is Roiv Goyim doesn't make a difference. If the neighborhood is 50-50, the guy's not going to be Meyayish. He's going to think, hey, it's a 50-50 chance, maybe you will find it, maybe Goy will find it. There's a good chance someone will be Machris, and hey, someone's going to be Machris, I'm not going to be Meyayish. So the Aruch HaShulchan wants to say that this whole Sma is only Lishitasi. But like the Taz and the Chanami, even if it will be Mechza al Mechza in the neighborhood, you're also going to have a Chit, you're also going to be Mechuyiv to be Machris, because the guy won't be Miyayish, he'll assume that half the neighborhood was Chizidin might have found it. Why? Oh, very good Shmak, very good. Yeah, so the Pelha on the Aruch HaShulchan is. So I think just before we get to the Shaila, is that the Aruch HaShulchan on the side, I saw other Achronim go this way too, that they understood that b'negeah to Tliya, who lost it, that will go basa the person who will go basa the city, to add to the 50-50 that's in the neighbor. 50-50 in the neighbor, go either way. And we'll go basa the Rav city, oh, we'll add them into the equation, and we'll, now we see it's a Rav Goyim who lost it. But Mashenk b'negeah to who found it, to whether I'm going to be Miyayish, if it was in the neighborhood, I'm assuming someone in the neighborhood must have found it, and if it's 50-50, I'm not going to be Miyayish, because there's a good chance that you might have found it. That's how the Aruch HaShulchan goes. That would be another nafkamina. However, like he pointed out correctly, that's not true. The Sma doesn't say that the lamdas is because then we'll use the Roi V'ir to say that it fell from the Roi V'ir. The Sma says we'll use the Roi V'ir and I'm reading the Nisyayish. We could use the Ravi ear to be Machriya, the Suffolk, the Mexa, Mexa, even Benegeya to Yish. The loser will say that Hayois, the neighborhood, 50-50. And Raiva, the city, is Goyim. Mustama, a Goy found it. Because the neighborhood is 50-50. And also add into the equation, Roy, people in the city are Goyim. Mustama, a Goy found it. So I'll be Meyayish. The Sma says, Lahed, it's Alt Yish. And Alt Yish, the Taz is not going to argue. The Taz is also made it to the Lum, that's a Yish.
It only work by those things that you have Yish maybe.
Correct. It means you're right. 100%. That's a very good point. It means later Sma's lomdes, that he says it's benageh to Yish, then you have to say the reason why the Mechabda kept on the thing, b'mokum sh'roiva oivim from Yisrael, is to be koyal even in a case where the loser will know that he lost the item. But if the loser won't know that he lost the item, and echnam, even by mechza on mechza, you'll be chayiv la'akzeh al tzasfeg the reis l'chama. 100%. Correct. It means if the only lomdes is Yish, then you need that last tonight that it's midvam sh'yesh litla sh'yadam yad b'nefil asay. Maskim. And his God is not such a smart. The Chazoy Nochum in I think it's Machshir in Perek Beis Mishnah Ches, he's Medayik and he wants to know the Yukum. He suggests Mamish this Pshat like this man, and he doesn't call it the Sma. He lives shortly after the Sma. And he says, also, Lahedge, it's benegeya to yish. In lamdas a yish, we could use the raiva here to machriya the mechsa mechsa. So once we're learning the lamdas a yish, then there's no nafkamina between this man, the taz. Taz also is made to the lamdas a yish. So that can't be a nafkamina between the two. And mabela, that part of the machaba would shtim even later taz. All right, let's go through. I'm going to see more, and I'll show you maybe a few more nafkaminas as we go through. This halacha, we're talking about that we go basa raiv, we go basa. Or the Mechaba starts off, Yisrael Mitzuyim Shom, which really the Mechaba's intent means Raif. What's the Raif? Let's say you'll have wealthy Goyim, and each Goy owns 100 items. And you'll have, let's say, 100 Goyim, and each Goy owns 100 items, so you have now 10,000 Goyisha items in Shtat. And let's say you'll have, on the other hand, 1,000 Yidin. So Mamish, the Yidin outnumber the Goyim 10 to 1. But only every Yid only owns 5 items. You only have 5,000 Yiddish items. So klapi the items, you have Roiv Goyish items in the Shtat. And klapi the people, you'll have Roiv Yisraelim in the Shtat. Do you go by the people, or do you go by the items? The Mechab is Mavur that you go by the people. He always handles me, he is Yisrael, Roiv Yisrael, Roiv Akam, Roiv Yisrael. He doesn't, so the Chavis does.
Not very families, huh?
No, it's rave people. We're going to get to that in this shortly. And so the Chavis Das in Simin, I believe it's Kuf Yud and Yeridea, brings a rave from here, Benegeh, to even Basa Bechala, let's say Teisha Chanuyas and other things, that you go Basa Rave, you go Basa Rave Chanuyas or Rave Basa. He learns that you see from here that you go Basa Rave Anoshim. That's the Kaveya. Anoshim is a bigger Kaveya than items. That's how he says it. The Chokmas Adam and Binis Adam and Shark in Shah Kavu, I think it's Simen Tazayin, the Chachmas Odom takes issue with the Chavis Das. He says that it's not a tushtel to over there, Teisha Chanuyas. Teisha Chanuyas, you want to know the Basa, if the Basa is kosher or treif, so you have to dan the Basa. You want to know which is the Basa, so we have to go Basa, maybe then we'll have to go Basa, Roiv Basa. And not just Roiv Chanuyas, so Roiv Anoshim will sell, Roiv Anoshim will buy. Mashaykin, here the Shaila is who lost the item. I want to know from whom it fell. So the shaila is not in the item, the shaila is the loser. If the shaila loses, avada going to go basa reiv anoshim. Means they both hold avada over here, go basa anoshim. But the Chavis Das made it out like into a cloud godel, b'chala terekuli, go basa reiv anoshim rather than reiv items. And the Chachmas Adam says, no, maybe over there, you'll go basa reiv items. But over here, for sure, the shaila is b'negeya to who lost it, so then you're going to go basa reiv anoshim. Now that's an alumnus of the Sma, that you want to know who lost it. If you want to know who found it, it's the same thing, but you have to be maisif, that it also been negeh to yish, you're going to go basa reiv anoshim, because people find things. So I wanted to be negeh, who should I expect found this item, that I'm going to go basa the reiv anoshim who find items. It's irrelevant if there are more goyisha items in the world, or goyisha items in the neighborhood. I want to know basa who found it, in the lumdus of yish, of that I'm going to go basa reiv anoshim. That's also, I mean, but kids, at the end of the day, I'm zikr going to go basa reiv anoshim, say be negeh the lumdus who lost it, and say benegeh to the lumdus who found it, so the loser should be miyayish. Alright. Let's go a step further. Okay, so now I know we go basa reiv anoshim. Do I go basa reiv anoshim stamazai, or do I go basa reiv frequency of anoshim? Let me explain. Let's say zichon shnei. Let's go to shul. You daven in shul 3 times a day. So the street of the shul is frequented by the same person at least 6 times a day. To and fro shul, 3 tefillahs a day. Or let's say yeshiva. You have 2-3 starim a day. So that street is frequented by that yid who attends the shul or attends the yeshiva 6 times a day. That's a given, right? Now, so let's say you'll have in the city roiv goyim, a little more than yidin. But there's no reason to assume the guy is going to yeshiva 6-3 times a day, back and forth, right? So he's not. So if he traveled by, he happens to travel by, like everyone else happened to travel by. But in terms of frequency, let's say I could establish, you maybe give a better marshal, but I could establish that in frequency, for sure, more Yidin frequented this area, even though this neighborhood is Rav Goyim. But you want to know who frequented this area? It was Rav Yidin, because they travel on this path a few times a day, where Mashenk and the Goyim only come once. Or vice versa. Let's say you know it's an area that the Goyim travel a lot to that. Let's say it's a mall, and they go malls often, whatever, a few times a day, whatever it is. They're going to go more often there than the Yidin. Do you go basa Rav Anoshim Stam, or Rav Anoshim with their frequency in the place? I believe, even though I don't have a raya mufareshes l'zeh, I believe you go basa frequency. Now, even though maybe it's esteemus mechab is even not like that. Because if the lamdis is, let's say you go by the lamdis of the sma, that I want to know in this area, means I'm downing the area, l'chaya, I want to know what my chances are that someone lost the item. Well, every time he passes by, there's another chance he'll lose the item. So in terms of chances of losing, or chances of finding, every time he passes by, he has a chance to find the item. So in chances of losing or finding, you have to go bus a frequency. Who frequents the area more often, or how many times it's frequented by a yid, that will show the odds whether a yid lost it or whether a yid's going to find it or not.
Is it a question that you have in prison, and all the shayim were Jews, and the guys in prison, you know, 1,000 prisoners, and the Jews going by there, obviously it's from the Jews. So the robe is going to obviously go bus a who frequents it, because that's really what the robe is.
So you're agreeing with me?
Yeah, I'm just showing why it's a double
question. Okay. Now, grad. But the Rechava Roiva Oivim Shom just might mean the more passerbys. But even though he passed by 10 times a day, but he's counted as one.
You're saying Rabbi Seidim Shom.
I rather wanted to say maybe a dig from the first part of Makabash Yisrael Mitzuyim Sham. Why you need the Mitzuyim Sham? It should be Stam Roiv. Why the rest of, what was the indication of Mitzuyim? Perhaps Mitzuyim will indicate the Motzi, you know, Motzi and Pamim. It's Roiv Mitzuyim Sham in the times. It's more frequented by Yidin because they frequent the area more often. There is there's a Terius Gittin. And Evan has a Kuflam and Bey. The Terius Gittin says like this. He says that if you'll have kavuim in the city and travelers who frequent the city, even if the travelers outnumber the kavuim, you go bus to the kavuim. Because they're the ikka. They're kavuim there, that's more often. That I guess he means more often they're going to find it, more often they're going to lose it. Actually, he's going by losing. More often, you could be toiler that the kvuim who are there, the kviyas, lost it, even though the travelers outnumber the kvuim. And he brings a raya from a sugya. I ran again to it because Luchayah's raya is a raya fakert. So the truth is, Devre Chayim in Evan Ezra Chelik Beis Simenun says fakert. The case where he's coming from is in Mefush fakert. Mamish fakert from the. So if anything, the Devre Chayim goes not like this. Tariz Gin, by the way, the Nasiv is the Kavaz Das, goes not like this. He goes, no, you go by the travelers that frequent there. Now, the Loshen Mechab is certainly like the Devre Chayim, not like the Kavaz Das, right? I kept on saying when I taught Shem Mechab, you go by the city, you go by the neighborhood. I just made it like convenient. But really, the Loshen Mechab is you go by the city or you go by the travelers. And the Mechaba seems to say you go past the travelers, which would indicate not like the Teretz Gittin. But I think, even if you want to argue to the application of the Teretz Gittin, but I think in Lomdis, what the Teretz Gittin really trying to bring out is this vart, is that you go past a frequency. If it's frequented, so the Mechaba knew that Reiv Oivrim Sham, it was frequented more by the Yidden. But let's say I could establish that the Kvuim frequented more. For every traveler passes by once, the settlers in the city travel by three times. So now, the frequency, the kvurim will outnumber the oivrim, and the chlamim, maybe we'll go bust of the kvurim. Because we really have to go bust of the frequency. And even like there's another lam, there's a smile, I said over Pshat, is why you're on Raven Karv, you go bust here. Not like the Roiv, you go back to the place, because here it's not Raven Karv, it's Raven Bimkaimai. The other Achrenim say different Lashain is Raven Matzli, you go back to the Matzli. They're different Lashain, but bottom line is, if it's Matzli, it's also, it's Matzli here, it's more frequented here by the Yidden.
Raven time, let's say, I know of, for example, at 2 o'clock at some time, that's when the
Kohen come out. Excellent. So the Pesachim discussed that. Excellent. They discuss not by the hours of the day, but they discuss days. Let's say Shabbos is more frequented by Goyim, and let's say during the week it's more frequented by Yidden, or vice versa. How are you going to go in the Lomdis?
And time.
And Pashtis, if you're going to go bus a Tliya of who lost it, you don't, just because you found it today, you don't know that it was lost today. Maybe it was lost yesterday. So as long as you have Roiv Goyim, it could be, Toilo. Let's say the Roiv Goyim of Shabbos outnumber the Roiv Yidden of the week. So you want to know in terms of numbers who lost it. Take the whole picture, all 7 days in its totality. It's more frequented by the Goyim than I could assume it was lost by a Goyim. I'm allowed to keep it. Or maybe if like Yish as well. I could assume it'll be found by the guy, and the guy will, and therefore the yid will be miyayish. Means if you go bust to that, l'chay you take its entire totality, and maybe by the hours of the day it would be the same.
Why did the Mechaber explain that you have about 14 different
states? He says Roy for Oivram Shom, which might, like you said before, indicate that that's pshat.
It's a matter of time, so you have to take the defense.
The frequency.
He doesn't have to speak that out.
Well, I don't know if it's... Oh yeah. All right. I don't know if it's such a kasha, because maybe we're talking about like a constant type of a factor. All right. Let's bring this out a little more. Will we cheshbin? Who do we count as roiv anoshim? Head of households? Women? Children? Who are we counting in this roiv? Who should we... Do we count... Okay, the Mechab is very clear cut. Yidden versus Goyim. And what about you have people in the middle, let's say, Tinekish and Nishbu and Mumarim, and they have a different dinim. Let's say Tinekish and Nishba. So you'll have a din, you have to return his Aveda. But you know, Lagabi finding, he's like a Goy. He's not going to be Machris, he's going to keep it. So how do we reckon, how do we count these numbers? So I think Adava Pasha, a nice sort of place can talk about, but I think Adava Pasha, let's say one by one, it's the same thing really. Let's say Katanim. Let's just go with the Shita that you have to, if a Katan loses something, you have a Chiv Hashava to the Katan. Let's assume you have a mitzvah to return to a Katan, let's say it's considered Shaloi, whatever, it's maybe a Shaila, we'll get to it. But let's assume you have a Chiv Hashava to a Katan. So Benegeah to being the smaz londas of being toiler who it fell from. Well, if I have 50 goyim and 50 yidin and one yiddish kid, or make it better, 50 goyim and 49 yidin. So klapi the adults is a roiv goyim, but there's one yiddish kid. So now makes it mexal mexa. So gabi the tliya of who lost it. Hey, even if the cotton counts, maybe the cotton lost it, but he's yiddish cotton. I have to return to him too. So now it's 50-50 benegeah to who lost it. But benegeah to yiddish, I want to know, was the guy miyayish? The guy was certainly miyayish, because the 50 goyim who find it, he's going to be miyayish, and the one cotton is going to find, he's also going to be miyayish. A cotton is a lav bar shmira, he's not going to be miyayish. Maybe you have a few from a katanim, they're more knowledgeable, but a cotton finds it, he's pocketing this thing, he's breaking it, he's losing it, he'll do anything but return this item. So memela benegeh to yish, that's another nafkimia, but this is nafkimia, is the other way around. It means where the yish lumdis plays a better role than the lumdis at taliyah, because benegeh to taliyah, it's 50-50, benegeh to yish, it's 51-49, and I could be assumed that the guy is going to be miyayish. Means now I have enough community that way. Just like in the Smaz case that you pointed out correctly, in the Smaz comes off at the beginning when you have Roy V'ir, Mex in the neighborhood, the Smaz says, now we'll use the city, Benegeh to Yush. So you see that Yush will up one over the Svara of Roy. Well, here's another case. I have a Ketanim, Benegeh to Roy. I would have to be Machris, Benegeh to Yush, I won't. And so too, Fry, this is very Negeh also, Fry people. The Freya people, you have a Chiv HaShava too. Mashen came Benegeh to Achrozo, they're not going to be Machris. So when you count Lakewood, you have to count Benegeh to who lost it. You have to count all the Yidin plus the Freya on one side against the Goyim. But Benegeh to Yish, then you only count the Fruma. The Freya belong to the Goyisha half. Because they're not going to be Machris. So now you might have a Roiv or a Roiv Goyim in Lakewood. It's a Shaila Haru. Depending who you ask, yeah, it's very close that if you put the Kfraya together with the Goyim, do they outnumber the Yidden? So it still might be in Lakewood, we still might have that lum that's a Yish, that if the loser lost, knows that he lost it, we could be told that he was Miyayish, because Roiv people in the city are either Goyim or Fraya people who are not going to be Machers anyway.
Do we say Katanim are more likely to be Miyayish?
Katanim, whether they're allowed to Miyayish is a whole nother pasha. It might be likely, but that yish might not work. It's also, we'll hopefully get to it. Bli neder. And another nukuda I want to bring out is also the suga aveda, which I didn't see, but I think it should be min haseichel, is that a very nice machab just brings a broad general rule, roiv this, roiv that, very geshmak. But there are items that I know don't work like that. I mean, it could be extreme items, let's say a sheitel, or let's say it will be a tichel. I know it's for sure from a Jew, right? Let's say a sheitel, copy a sheitel, even let's say goyim wear wigs. And let's say it's a wig that, unfortunately, could go either way, that either a yid or a goy could wear the azalecha wigs. Okay? But in such a case, I would assume that that wig, Lida comes from Roiv Yisraelim rather than the few Goyim in Shtar who are wearing the wigs. So Kumtai's Benegeh to wig, I'll have it's Roiv Yisraelim. But Benegeh to finds it, that's Enechanam. But that's across the board, it's irrelevant what Sug it is. The finders are chanced by finding whoever it is. So if they're Roiv Goyim in the city, Roiv Goyim are probably going to find that wig. But Benegeh to the Lums are losing, even though Roiv Goyim in the city, but I can't say that Roiv Goyim lost this wig, because when they get the wigs, I'm assuming Roiv Yidden lost it. Or let's say it's a toy. If it's a toy, I can assume, maybe, that a child lost it. It's a ball. I can assume a punch ball. I can assume a child lost this ball. So then, the fact that there are more Yiddish or Goyish adults than the others, it's not any minyan. It's not part of the equation. I have to ban children. Are there more Jewish children in the city or more Goyish children in the city? That's when they get to who lost it. But when they get to Yiddish, that's Taka who finds things. That's across the board. The whole city is part of the equation.
I think we once discussed by law, you have to name.
That by what?
By law, if you find something, you have to return. You have to be told that
I'm not returning the grade. By law, so-and-so sent me an email. A lawyer sent an email recently. Had a lumdis that by law, they prosecute you if you don't machriz. Because normally, if you have something, you have to give it over to the police within 7 days. There's a child under $5,000, over $5,000, but there's a cutoff. But he wants a taina, so the child is like, you're allowed to take the item and give it over to police. Now, if you give it over to police, they're not going to be mekayim hilchos hashavas aveda. I feel like mezogin, the policeman is not going to pack it himself, which is not poshut. But even so, he's certainly not going to be doyish adreish achicha the way he's supposed to give his simon and whatever. So he's not going to be mekayim mitzvah hashavas aveda. And altogether, it's a shailo if you're allowed to give it over even to a yid. Which is also by Shmira, might be also by Shema Aveda, which hopefully Belinad will get to at a different time. But certainly you're now like give it over to a policeman. So the lawyer wanted to contend that Hayoyz by Lua, they're going to prosecute you, you have 6 months punishment in jail, and I think $100 fine if you don't give it over to the police. So therefore he wanted to say that you have that here you have to more worry about yourself than the halakha, because the halakha is if the mitzvah is going to lose out, he's not mechuyiv, and he'll be able to give it over to the police. That's what the lawyer sent me an email last week. And he's stating the statute to the law. So, Dava Pella by me, I think this guy is drinking something. I haven't heard yet anyone who was ever prosecuted for not giving over an Aveda. And so, Michael, I don't think in Bokshem. This week, a different lawyer sent an email back to that lawyer saying that in the last 50 years, he doesn't believe there's one prosecution yet on this, and it's Stamstussen, what the guy's saying. But, So, yeah, by law, maybe you have to give it up to police, but I don't know anyone who's keeping it, and the goyim certainly are not keeping it, and Mamela, I don't think that's part of the cheshbon. All right. Sorry? Oh, so that's what I'm saying. I believe a right to the sheitel type of thing is from the Ramah, which we'll see by Svarim, that you see that you assume they came from a yid because it's a sefer. No, come on. That's where I was coming from. We're going to see Yish when they get who he's selling it to. Once. Well, hold on 1 second. We'll get to it. All right. Let's.
Why should the guy pick up the shekel? Why should he assume that it's Yish because of it? Most rabbis leave it on the ground. Therefore,
I mean, if they don't need it. If they don't need it, then in the Kanami, maybe they'll pick. You're right. In the Kanami, well, you have to know if that's true. They might step on it. They might do other things to it. Okay. Fine.
Look. Did actually prosecute, assuming that it actually happened, then you would take that into question.
Yeah, if it's frequent. Not if it's a one in a million.
Let's say it's really lost, to forget it. You're right.
Let's say every single time somehow the police know when you find things and they're going to prosecute you, then in a chlami, maybe he's taka right, that you have to watch for your own skin. Maybe you shouldn't pick it up, I don't know. You have to know which one is better. Okay, let's do a Ramah. Zokta Ramah. V'ayin l'kamon simin rei samakbei siv gimon. Okay, here comes this halakha. V'yeshoimim. Dem avad svarim. This is what you were mechaven to before. Avad svarim. Loi miyayish minayo afilu b'makim shuru ba'akam. Even in a place that the city is roi v'akam, when you find svarim, the bailam are not miyayish. Now the Ramah doesn't talk about what happened to lost it. I guess that he held was a dover parshat. Well, who else is losing svarim other than a yid? It means you see the Ramah took this lumdis into account that if you find a sefer, you could assume it was a yid who lost a sefer. Aye, what about yish? You're allowed to assume that the guy was a miyayish also. Why? Who cares that the loser was a sefer? But if Roy Vakum, they're going to find it and they're going to keep it. Sok this man, Sivkan Ches. The ein miderech leknoisam, since it's not normal for them to buy, goyim don't buy svarim. Elu Yisrael, the einu miyayish mehen. So therefore, the Yisrael who lost it was not miyayish. The sava sheyaches Yisrael akoino veretim behem simin. The guy is going to pick it up because he wants to make money. He'll pick up the sefer, he'll find the sefer Torah, find tefillin. He'll pick it up. He's going to keep it and he's going to sell it. He's not going to use it for himself. Is Zichah going to sell it to try to make money? But who is he going to sell it to? The market out there is only for Yidden. So you know for sure it's going to end up by Yiddish hands. Today, tomorrow, eventually. A Yid's going to buy it. That Yid who's going to buy it is going to know, hey, if this guy sold it, there must be the guy picked it up somewhere. Through an aved, a gzela, whatever it is, he picked it up somewhere. So now the yid is now going to be marked. Who lost its fill and give me a simon? So if it's a double sheyesh, but simon eventually is going to get wind its way back to the loser, because ultimately the buyer Yisrael is going to be marked. So mamela, the loser will never be miyayish, because even though there's rive akum, I know that eventually a yid is going to get to it and he's going to be marked.
In the case of last week, where you got something borrowed, you saved it, talk about where you don't have a simon in that.
By my case, God, sometimes I do have a sin, sometimes I don't have a sin. Now, if I have a sin, hopefully, not because he's going to sell it, God, that person bought with a chayid, I should never miyash, because hopefully eventually he'll see my name. Yeah, if I have my name in my Yisram, yeah, that's true, if there's a name. Okay, so what you see in this Ramah is, and who are then, there's a Chuvitz Beis Shmuel, sorry, in the Haggah, in Erechaim Nun Zayin, in the second Haggah, he says, who are then Talis, we said Sheitlich and Tfilin and whatever it is, anything that's a Jewish item that Goyim have no use for. So even by Rav Akum, you know the Yid lost it, and he's not going to be Miyash, because even if a guy finds it, he's going to sell it to a Yid, it's going to wind up by Yiddish hands. Sorry? Karad, there might be, I don't know if a chiv to him to buy, because he has to be Maitzi Mamin, and that's a whole nother shayla, if a Maitzi Aved is Mechiv to be Maitzi Mamin. It's Mej Maklek, it's Akhiyaz, others. But let's put it on hold. But when he, eventually he will buy it, he'll be Machiz, and not because he'll do it L'Shem Mitzah. He'll buy it, he'll be Machiz, and if he doesn't come back to a Yid, then maybe he'll use it himself. There might be halakhas that then he might be able to use, he'll be Sham Demeyan, whatever it is. But eventually he's going to wind up in the Yiddish hands.
If he doesn't have to put out money for it, I would think that the guy's not going to do it, because he's going to say, I'm going to have to do Machiz,
and so what's the guy going to do with this Piyat Filin at the end? Eventually he'll sell it cheap enough to find a Yid, he'll sell it for a dollar, he'll eventually get it. Let me just want. Sorry.
Not to
Yidus can be markers. Oh yeah. Let me be myself one more. The smack continues at the end of Sivkon Ches. Can cause of Miram by God. The Ramos says the same halacha in Simin Reish Lamed Vav Soif Siv Ches. Over there it's the same halacha, but it's slightly different. Over there it's not talking about an aveda. It's talking about gzela. A guy stole something, and the Yid bought it, and he's mechuyev to give it back and be makas and give it back to the Yid who was stolen from, because you can't assume that the Yid was meyayish, because the Yid makes his chedron. The guy, the nigzal, makes a chedron that eventually is going to wind its way up to the hands of a Yid, and he's going to buy it, he's going to be makas. It's the same type of halacha, same lumdis, that you, there's no yish by dvarim shebekdusha, no yish by these things, so eventually it's going to wind up by Yid. To a shailas nebuch, after the Holocaust, and after the pogroms and all these things, you see shailas and the tshuvas, even Friedrich shailas, afterwards the guy confiscated the items, and then it wound up, artwork, whatever, it wound up in Yiddish hands, and now the shaila was, does he have to give it back? Does he have to be machris? Gevaldika shaila. So, sorry? So they discuss very good shmak. They discuss if it has halacha zutu shayam or not. Some want to try zutu shayam. At the end of the day, they don't invoke really that heta. Most don't invoke that heta. So the shayla is, if it's benegay, if you want to know mitaris yish, was the oived, was the nigzal, miyayish or not, in the Holocaust, with the Yidin miyayish or not, so the halacha l'chayri should have been, that the state over here, the ma'avetz farm, lo yi miyayish menayif, but mokin shirubakim, because you know, it's eventually going to wind up in a Yiddish hand, so they give me markers. So the Paiskim, it's not true. If you look in the Chuvah's Rashbash, that's a Friedrich, the son of the Tashbats, at the end of Simon Mem Zayin, and it's a Chuvah's Imre Yosh and Chelik Beis in Simon Nuntes, they say that Adkan we're talking about, if the kavan of the guy to steal was to make money, or the finder was to make money. Minastam, what he's going to do with these items? He's trying to make a buck. He's going to sell it off. Otherwise, there's no purpose for him. What he's going to do with a pair of tefillin? But if they're looters, or the lahaches niks, they're trying to be lahashmed, olare, golabe, that's their goal in life, their boizism, then clearly, it's not going to wind up by Yiddish hand. What are they going to do with the item? They're going to rip it up, they're going to make Rachman sound like the Nazis, Yamak Shimon, they're going to make lamps out of Sifrei Torah, shoes out of Sifrei Torah, they're going to use it and cut it up and ruin it and burn it and be seyref it. So there, it's not going to wind up by Yid. So the Navada, they're going to be machers. We're only they're going to be avada that it's not going to wind up a yidden. They're going to be meyayish. We're only talking about when they're doing it l'shem mamon. So then you know he's going to sell it to a yid. But if it's not l'shem mamon, then it's not going to wind up a yid. So now avada the loser is going to be meyayish. Mamela, if you now buy it from the Nazis, yimak shemam, you buy it from these places, you don't have a chiv hashava because the bialim was a chiv meyayish. Now there's another halacha which we're going to see in Yetz Hashem. I think it's later on. It's if hey, there's a halacha that even when there is yish. Because it's a force yish, like these different machlekas, how to take it. But even though when he knows yish, it's still a lefnim mishur sadin to give it back. So in these cases, if you know the rightful owner, you'll have a lefnim mishur sadin to give it back. But the place claims that nafkamina is you're not mechiv to be machris, could be. That's lefnim mishur sadin, someone to say that you're only mechiv to give it back if you know who the owner is. But you're not mechiv to be matriach and be machris. So in these cases, you'd be able to keep it as yours, because the gebailim was zichem yayish, and achrazi you're not mechiv to do. But if you taka know whose it is, if it has a name on it, we know whose it is, then ya'en echanami, you should give it back to the rightful owner, lefnim mishur sadin. But make it in it was miyayish, because that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about just a normal case. All right, the Kutavak. There's more here, Belina. There's actually Siv Dal is an application of this halakha of Gimel, and will be my Siv. Kutavak.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.